Hello, 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 everybody. It is Stevie Aisha Mills. I am super duper uber excited to be with you all today for the Conversation with Stevie. This is the place where we talk about the why behind the what of what people do. And so it's exciting because we have an extra phenomenal, super califragilistic, espialidocious show today. And I have been part of this amazing project. If you connect with me on social media or anywhere else, you know that I am a co-author in this upcoming anthology that is called You Have No Idea the Hell That I've Been Through. Yes, snaps all around for that title. I love it. And so today we get to talk to the visionary along with several of my co-authors. And we want to start by introducing Ms. Taria Vision-Avine. I can tell you guys that she is an author, a speaker, an educator, a great friend, an amazing sister. She has so many things. She is a six-figure and beyond success story. So much I can tell you about Taria today. But I am going to welcome her to this platform because this was her birth child that she allowed us to all participate in. Taria, welcome to the Conversation with Stevie.
Well, thank you, Stevie. I'm here. Can you hear me, darling?
Yes, ma'am. I hear you loud and clear. Please do tell us a little bit more about yourself and also this amazing book.
Well, absolutely. Well, I know that, you know, we have an opportunity to hear from some of the other co-authors, so I'm going to do my best to keep it brief. But, you know, what I will tell you is that, you know, getting into the world of writing this book, You Have No Idea the Hell I've Been Through. The reason why I decided to do this is because as a woman, you know, we wear several hats. And not to say that men don't wear a lot of hats, because they do, but, you know, I think with us as being women, we're also by nature emotional beings. And I kept seeing a lot of women, you know, over the past year or two, that, you know, of course, we're going through so many different challenges. And I believe that sometimes when we're about to have our biggest breakthrough in life, that's when the challenges come. But they were allowing their challenges to really affect them. And how I know is because they were sharing those challenges online. And so, you know, I know how it feels to be in a position where you feel like you're all by yourself, all alone, you know, being a young woman who lost both of her parents, you know, I mean, under the age of 30. I lost my mother at 11 years old due to cirrhosis of the liver. I lost my father in my 20s. I've lost several very close friends. You know, these are the types of things that you don't typically experience until you get into, I would say, 50s, 60s, and 70s. But I've lost a lot of people in my life. And then on top of that, you know, losing the love of my life. You know, I thought I was in love with my soulmate and all these different things. And so I just remember being in that place of really deep depression and feeling like I was all alone. And, you know, in those spaces, I wasn't the one who necessarily went on social media and told everybody what I was going through, just because I knew that if I talked more about it, it would affect me emotionally. And I think that by me doing that, and then when I made, of course, the decision to push through the challenges, it was so much more powerful than to express the challenges that I was going through as I was going through them. And so the reason why I decided, I was like, you know what, let's create a book, You Have No Idea the Hell I've Been Through, so that we can highlight all different kind of women, all different backgrounds. I mean, we've got ladies right now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've got ladies who have gone to creating their own law practices to running from the law. You know, we have ladies that are in this book that were born in with drugs in their system that actually abuse drugs. And they're all different types of walks of life, but all of them share in this book how they were able to push through those challenges and now be the woman that they're becoming and the woman that they are today. And I think that that is powerful. I think that when we can find someone that we can relate to, it makes it so much easier for us not to necessarily get on social media and put all of our challenges. And guys, I'm just going to be real. When you talk about what you're going through while you're going through it, it's not motivational, it's not inspiring, it's not exciting. But when you know that there's another woman that, and this is for women and men, but when you know that there's another woman or person that has gone through it and pushed through it and overcome it, there's something a little bit more motivational about being in the situation that you're in. And so that's why I decided to put this call together, I'm sorry, this book together. And Stevie, all I can tell you is this. You know, getting a chance to interview these amazing women, It did something for me. It inspired me. I remember, you know, interviewing some of the ladies and literally being in tears just hearing how powerful the book is going to motivate the masses. We already have pre-sold more than 500 copies of this book. We're going to sell thousands and thousands of this book just this year alone, and I'm looking forward to all the people that it will impact. So, I know I didn't give too much of my story. People will get a chance to hear all about me in the book, and we want to encourage you guys to, of course, get the book, and I'm sure we'll share with you guys later on how you can get a copy of this book. So, Stevie, I'm going to turn this amazing, amazing broadcast back to you, my love. Again, thank you so much for having us here. I appreciate you. I love you, and it's now yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, too. And I think that what you said just a moment ago about a call, like the Clarion call is out, honey. It is a call, because I know that we have put this forward, and not only is it a book, it's a movement, and I am just excited because I feel like after reading my story in this book and reading other people's story, you know, we have shared, and so that opens the door for other people to share. And so it is indeed a call that has gone out. This is a movement. And I want to begin by giving two ladies who weren't able to be with us today, but they did send in some statements. So I want to read. And the first one comes from Tish Dinkins. And she says, I educate people on how taking in the proper nutrition will help to bring out the best version of themselves. When you work with me, you will understand the true meaning of who you are, what you are, what you eat. I'm super excited and grateful for being a part of this project because of the massive and positive impact it will have in the lives of the thousands that will read these pages. Yes, 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 that's powerful. And so Dr. Gia Conway, she's a practicing nurse practitioner, a women's Christian life coach, an author, and a speaker. Most of all, she is a woman who can look herself in the mirror and love the reflection that she sees without regret or apology. Being a part of this amazing collaborative work has allowed her to connect with 21 amazing women who have not only blessed her life with their amazing strength, but it has indeed empowered her to help more women to not let the hell that they've been through to be part their pit stop. Being a part of this book is important to her because she wants her sisters to be empowered to move beyond the emotion of life's issues and onward towards execution of their divine purpose. She better speak. Go ahead, Dr. Gia. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so what I want to do is we're going to pop light popcorn today. We're going to pop like popcorn. That was the old saying at my grandma's church. And we're going to start with Nidra. Nidra Martin, please do come to the virtual stage, sister.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Stevie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. I cannot wait to hear what you have to say.
Awesome. Awesome. I am beyond excited about this project. I am just elated that Toria has such an amazing vision, a powerful vision. Myself, give you a little information about myself. I am a training facilitator by profession, but more importantly, I'm a mother, a mentor, an author, and a speaker. And the reason I decided to partake in this collaboration is not only to remind myself, but also to remind the sisterhood that we're in this together. We're all on the same journey. Now, there may be different twists and turns that we may take in our lives, but eventually we're all going to go through. And the important thing is that we push through, because a lot of us have daughters watching us. A lot of us have sons watching us. And I know if they see mama can make it, they can make it too.
Awesome. Yes, I love it. They do. We have to be the traffic lights, right? And we got to stay
That's
on
right.
green even though we go through yellow and red sometimes. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. So next we have my homegirl. This is my girl for real. Her name is Alyssa Mitchell, all the way from Florida. Alyssa, please do come to the virtual stage and tell us what you have to say.
Hey, hey, hey. Afternoon, everyone. How are you doing?
Doing excellent.
Okay, well, what I do is, my name is Alyssa Mitchell. I take your groceries to the next meal on the budget. I'm also an author. I am so excited to be part of this collaboration that every day I just get up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and thank God for these amazing other co-authors that are standing beside me. What I would like to bring out from this book, from my personal experience, is toxic relationships. And I believe that my part of this book would be such an impact to many men and women, not just women alone, but for us to really realize that we cannot live as a prisoner in someone else's life or space. And as I was being interviewed for the book, we all had to ask several questions, and I said, you know, I really have to be honest because the book is not really about us. It's not about me. And I just began to get excited of how many people that are going to have a change in their life because we had the courage to say yes, to expose parts of our lives that people have never heard. Many people have not heard this part of the story that's coming out in the book in my life that's known me for a long time. And I'm truly honored for everything. I want to thank you and Taria, especially for the platform that we got today. And I want to keep it brief and say that I am humble, I am happy, I am forgiven, I am redeemed, I am adopted, I am unapologetic, I am a mother, sister, friend. My name is Alyssa Mitchell, and I can't wait to see you guys in Atlanta. Have a great day.
I know, that's right. Yes, I am. Affirmations. Set up. Affirm yourself today. See our powerhouse. I hear you. Got me about to run to Florida, high five you, and come on back to Virginia. Next coming up is... Yes. Y'all got to bring the power. Next coming up is Miss Lloyd. Hello, Miss Lloyd. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Stevie. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can. I can. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Awesome, awesome. Shout out to my sister co-authors, especially you for this opportunity. I thank you for that. And I also want to thank Taria Vaughn. I just want to thank her for just taking this vision and running with it and not just sitting on it. And her doing this vision for her enlightening this, it basically pushed me out of my comfort zone. It pushed me out of the four walls of me being comfortable with being in this book. So with that being said, my name is LaShawna Lloyd. I'm the founder and owner of Faith-Led Life and Faith-Led Life Coaching, LLC. I'm an author and a writer, and I teach women through encouragement and inspiration to teach them how to walk into their purpose, to walk in their God-given purpose so that they feel like their time here on earth doesn't matter, or they feel as if they're not worthy enough to carry out the purpose that God has placed inside of them. So that's my job, to come in and just to give them that extra push to lead them along the way. The reason why I chose to be a part of this book is because God has me in a season of transparency. There were so many things that I've gone through in my life that I was just determined to take to the grave. And I say it all the time, that you choose to conceal is that you will never be able to heal from. And it's like my grandmother used to tell me all the time growing up, tell the truth, shame the devil. But in this case, it's not about me telling the truth to set myself free. It's about me exposing the enemy so that I can set others free through the testimony that I have to share. In the book, I touch on three areas, two short moments in the book. I talk about me growing up in a household where I saw my father abuse my mother on a regular basis from the age of 3 until about the age of 12. That's what I endured. Transitioning from that, I talk about briefly how I was sexually abused as a child. And the major point of the story of me being in the book was when I was blackballed from the military. I was racially and sexually discriminated against because I am a Christian, and there were just certain things that I refused to go along with because I had not only my standards as a soldier in the military, but my standards as a soldier in the Army of the Lord, and I just refused to bow down. I refused to compromise my integrity for who I was as a person and who I was for God's daughter. And there are so many women out there suffering in silence, and men too, who feel the, you know, the heartache or the struggles of feeling as if they have to keep it suppressed. They feel as if they're in this by themselves, but it's further from the truth. And so that's why I wanted to share my story, so I can stand alongside of my sister co-authors, these amazing, phenomenal women, so we can stand hand in hand together and just share our stories and just exchange our strengths with each other, because we never know who's going to need it. People walk down the street with smiles on their faces all the time, but you have no idea what they're going through on the inside, and that was the case with me. So that's why I chose to share my story.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Y'all are coming on through. I'm like, I need to meet these women. I can't wait. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we also want to give a shout-out to Fresh Jewelry. She also was to be here with us today. I know that she is with us in spirit. So shouts out to Bryce. And before we bring in our wonderful, amazing co-author, Ms. Z. Carter, hello, how are you?
Well, hello, ladies. I want to say good afternoon to all of my beautiful co-authors. And I just wanted to first start by thanking all of you for being a part of this journey. And this is something that, you know, we were called here to do. I want to thank Taria also for just being the vision of for us and for making this all come together. Without her, you know, this wouldn't be as big as we all, you know, expected it to be. And I know that we are all overcomers. And it feels good to be a part of something so huge, because there's definitely, you know, a lot of power in numbers. So this is a force that's coming, you know, within this year. And I know that we've all been through things and transitions and transformations, and this is the year of completion for us. So I'm just so, you know, excited about this. And with that being said, I'm sorry, I had to come back a minute. My name's Zainab Carter, and what I do for a living, I am an author, a writer, and a owner of A-Plus Stars Cleaning, LLC, and we handle commercial and residential cleaning and carpet services. And it's very important when you go into somebody's home, you know, the energy and everything that you bring, you know, with you. And I know that this year, with all of us coming together, this is just a positive thing that I'm so happy to be a part of. And the reason that I decided to write this book or to be a co-author or part of this book is because I just wanted to be an inspiration, you know, bigger than what I ever could imagine. And this is definitely a stepping stone to a lot of things that I've already, you know, since a child have always wanted to do. You know, being with, you know, people that have never, ever thought about, you know, doing things that they may have not known that they could do. Just giving each other this push is something that I really appreciate, and I appreciate the opportunity, Miss Stevie, for you giving us this platform to allow us to be able to share with others and let them know that we're out here and that we are inspiring and that we are forced to be reckoned with. So thank you all, and I cannot wait to meet all of you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. And again, everybody, what we're going to do is to bring Miss Avant to the virtual stage so that you all can hear from her and she can tell you where we can all connect next Saturday.
Absolutely. Can you hear me, my darling?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I had the phone on speaker, then I took it off so that it could be clear and forgot I took it on speaker. Well, you know what, man, it's so nice hearing from all the ladies. I'm so proud of every last one of the 21 women that are in this book. 20, because I'm in the book as well, so 22 women, 22 stories, 22 overcomers. And listening to you guys just share a little bit about your stories, it, again, it's it's a surreal moment. It's almost like one of those out of body experiences, Stevie, where you're just sitting out and looking at like all that is about to happen. I mean, guys, we've pre-sold already 500 copies of this book. When I tell you the people that it's going to impact, in fact, once you read the book, we even encourage you as an overcomer, whether you are a woman or a man, we want to hear your story. And so we give you the information of how you can actually share your story too, because I think it's so important. I think that if more of us are to share how we've overcome versus sharing while we're going through, more people would be impacted in a positive way. So if you want to come to the book launch is going to be Saturday, January the 27th, honey, in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, we are coming back to the A, where we like to play and break it down, honey. But no, I'm excited because we're going to be at the West Community Cafe. It's 640 West Community Cafe. And all I can tell you is expect for you to have a lot of fun. Expect for, you know, you might walk out of there with some tears. Expect for you to be able to get a chance to meet the co-authors of this incredible book. In fact, we're going to be doing a lot of different games, a lot of networking, but most importantly, you're going to also get a chance to get yourself a copy of this book. And all I can tell you is that there's a story for everyone in this book. And in the book, what we do talk about, Stevie, is not only do we talk about those challenges that we've all experienced in life, but I also made sure that we shared, like, what is it that we do to get over them as well as to continue to push. You know, I want you to know that when you go through challenges and you deal with any kind of emotional trauma, you know, me, it was depression, severe depression. It's not something that just goes away. And so I want people to feel confident in knowing that if you ever have slip-ups, you know, I always say it's okay to have a bad moment, but we don't want to have bad days. We want to learn how to continue to push through those challenges because guess what? As long as we eat, live, breathe here in this world, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. It will fall. It just fell not too recently, right? Like, it literally. But it's going to always keep coming. And that's life. Like, life, you know, you got to make the most of it. There's not going to always be, you know, the perfect situation for everyone. And that's what we want this book to do for you guys. And again, this book can, you know, impact woman or man. And so I don't want you guys to feel like, well, because it's all women that men cannot be able to learn from this. I believe that you can. So January the 27th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., we also have VIP spots available. Let me tell you, every VIP is going to get an autographed copy of the book. Also, you're going to get some additional goodies. We have what we call swag bags that you guys are going to take away that only go to the VIPs. But other than that, if you just want to come and just show your face and network and connect with the women, it is free to come. All you need to do is go to youhavenoideabook.com, youhavenoideabook.com, and click on the tab that says book launch so that you can register to be in the place to be January the 27th, Saturday. You have no idea the hell I've been through, as well as we have an additional little bonus for you guys, 7 steps to overcoming your challenges. Stevie and all the ladies that were on today, guys, I'm just so grateful for you, all the ladies who participated in this book to make it what it has been and what it will be. See, the book launch is just the beginning. I want everybody to know we have a lot of goals. A lot of the ladies are getting together where they plan on taking the launch all across the nation, you know, doing different book launches all across the nation. But I know that this is going to open up so many opportunities for women and men to be able to share their truth, to share their story, to not let social media cause you to feel less than thou. Because, honey, if you on social media, look, I think social media is one of the number one causes of depression today because people are looking at other people living these lives that only people wish to share the, you know, certain parts of their life. And so, you know, I believe that this is going to be the beginning of something absolutely amazing. But the first step is making sure that you get your hands on a copy of this book. So first and foremost, get out to this launch. We will make it available as well on January the 27th. If you cannot come, if you're not in Atlanta, if you're not in Georgia, by the way, we have women that are traveling in from all across the country. But if you can't make it to the live event on January 27th, we will also open it up
so that you can purchase your copy online, okay? You can purchase your copy online by going to youhavenoideabook.com. But if you're going to be in Georgia, we want to meet you. We want to hug you. We want to love on you. Other than that, my love, it's been a privilege and a pleasure, Stevie. I'm going to pass this incredible, incredible call back to you. Call to action, right? You said it's a call. It's a call to action, y'all.
Yes,
I love you. Talk to you later.
All right. Love y'all, too. Thank you, ladies, for being here with us today. Again, guys, go to youhavenoideabook.com. Definitely want to see your face in the space, even if, no matter, you know, I don't live in Atlanta, but we're going to Atlanta, so you don't have to live there. I'm excited to see you. This book has definitely been amazing. I love the fact that we do overcome by the testimonies of others, and so we are overcomers, and I cannot wait to see what God does next with this project and this platform and this clarion call that has been put out to the masses. Again, my name is Stevie Aisha Mills. You can always find me by going to stevie.com. You just need to know how to spell my first name, S-T-E-V-I-I. And so the cool thing about it is that I never tell people to have a great day, never ever. I don't believe in having great days. I believe in making your day great. So go out there and make your day great, because you, and yes, you too, have the power to do so. Bye for now. Hugs and love.